And greetings! Welcome! Bienvenidos! Hola! Aloha! Ni hao! Namaste! Konnichiwa! Bonjour! Buongiorno! Saudi corrupt! Guten Tag! Ciao! Wee viva! Cat bang! Half a day! Jai Janendra! Salam! Shalom! Peace! Now! Go vegan! Peace! How? Go vegan! From the left coast of the genetically mutated McNugget pharmaceutical vivisection prison killitary industrial core poor nation in the cheese-covered post-constitutional bankster bankrupt corruptocracy mocracy criminocracy of the United States of Listeria, home of Uncle Salmonella, where they sure eat a lot of body parts from dead animals, and the Wall Street-backed corporate diet of death, disease, and destruction is shoved down your throat. This is Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden. And my head is still spinning from the debates. Why do I do this to myself? Why do I bother watching? I mean, I'm watching two people on an extremist diet. Two extremists. Two meat eaters. Two guys who think that they can nourish themselves on the cadavers of murder victims. To think that these two meat eaters think that they can solve any of the problems of the world when it is their aberrant dietary practices that cause all the problems of the world will make for a very disappointing election day for me, no matter who the fixed voting machines count to be the winner. Who's the Diebold favorite this year, huh? President Monsanto Obama. Who's said to have done well this debate, actually, and that Mitt Romney lost ground for looking so mean. Well, as you know, there's a public relations firm called the Humane Society of the United States that specializes in rehabilitating the public image of mean people. HSUS has made chicken-massacring egg producers and pig-murdering hog farmers family. There's right over there, there's Uncle Wolfgang Puck, Uncle Wolfie, with a nice, friendly, uncrated veal parmesan sandwich for you. Oh, hi, Cousin Michael Vick. Oh, that's some nice dog you got there, huh? No, I never thought I'd see the day when you had a dog as a pet. Sure. But yes, that Wayne Pacelli is a public relations miracle worker. He's so talented that he can even make vegans look like extremists and weirdos. Not the people who are consuming the cadavers, the rotting corpses. Mr. Pacelli also gets normal, non-extremist animal advocates to support his run for the Tyson Food Board of Directors. So it's no surprise that when someone has the kind of money that Mitt Romney has, and someone has the animal cruelty issue that Mitt Romney has, well, of course, Wayne Pacelli is your go-to guy. So, announcing the new Mitt Romney Roof Rack Travel Kennels for Dogs, certified humane by the Humane Society of the United States, recommended by Wayne Pacelli, who says, most cars don't give dogs enough room to even wag their tails comfortably. The Mitt Romney Humane Roof Rack Travel Kennel for Dogs allows dogs to engage in natural behaviors. Dogs like to go outside, so keep your dog outside everywhere you go, and if Fido gets bored with 80-mile-per-hour winds in his whiskers, the Mitt Romney Humane Roof Rack Travel Kennel is enriched with humane pig ear chew toys from HSUS staff member and pig farmer Joe Maxwell, who kills his pigs humanely and with love, and cuts off their ears humanely and with love. So you can drive with confidence knowing that your Mitt Romney Humane Enriched Roof Rack Travel Kennel for Dogs meets the high standards of HSUS. And when you hear your dog barking, roof, roof, well, he's just making a reservation for humane travel on your next vacation. Yeah, right. Yeah, right. And beluga whales are complaining that, well, they don't need so much living space as the ocean. It's too much energy to have that all that room where you can keep turning around and around and around. So, you know, the ocean, we're getting the word now from beluga whales. The oceans are too vast. It's inconvenient to have to swim long distances. And beluga whales probably would prefer a bathtub like an aquarium would be. So, you know, so much more comfortable, right? So, well, we are actually facing a really serious issue. The Georgia Aquarium in Atlanta has submitted an application to import and imprison wild-caught beluga whales for exhibition. We have to stop this. The application is for the transport by airplane. Most whales don't like to travel by airplane, do they? Unless it's first class, of course. The application is for the transport by airplane of 18 wild-caught beluga whales from Russia to the Georgia Aquarium to spend the rest of their lives in horrific confinement. And we will talk further on this issue on next week's program with guest Dr. Lori Marino of Emory University and the Camilla Project. But when we talk to Dr. Marino next week, there will be only one day left for public comment to the Fisheries Service of NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, which at this rate will make sure we only do have two of every species on this planet. Anyway, that's why I'm asking you to make your comment in opposition to the whale importation now. The link for public comment and background on the issue are available at Kimella.org. That's Kimmela.org. Kimmela.org. Let NOAA and the Georgia Aquarium know that you are against imprisonment of animals for entertainment. And along those lines, I'd like you to join me at a rally in Anaheim against the imprisonment of animals in entertainment, in this case in the circus, and the imprisonment of advocates who speak out for them, and in this case, my unlawful arrest by the city of Anaheim. Anaheim abuses animals and abuses citizens' rights. This Tuesday at 4 p.m., I'm holding a rally to reinstate the Constitution and to ask Anaheim to ban circuses. Banaheim! The city of animal crime. So this will be this Tuesday, 4 p.m., Anaheim City Hall, 200 South Anaheim Boulevard in Anaheim. A city council meeting follows. So join me for the rally at 4 p.m. Then we will go inside to the city council and ask it to reinstate the Constitution and ban cruelty in the city of Anaheim. So today I am coming to you live from Viva La Vegan Grocery, the world's largest vegan supermarket. And Chef Rafaya is here today. Chef Rafaya! Oh, Chef Rafaya, if you can come up here. Have a seat here, please. I have Chef Rafaya. Also coming up on today's program as Chef Rafaya joins me. And if you are in the Inland Empire or somewhere in Southern California right now, let's see here. Where are you? There you are. If you're in the Inland Empire or Southern California, come on over to Viva La Vegan. Look at this feast we have here today. It looks like, is it a bar mitzvah or a wedding? Well, it's a smorgasbord. It's unbelievable. This is great. So come down and sample the kinds of foods that you can buy at Viva La Vegan any day. Chef Rafaya is the in-house chef with Joy of Vegan, just delicious foods. What do you have here today for people to be tasting?
Well, Bob, thanks for having me on your great show.
Thank you for being with me.
I'm so happy. We're having an extravaganza smorgasbord today. Steak. We have mac and cheese. We have
vegan steaks, you said?
Vegan steak.
Okay.
Yes. Steaks, they're luscious and tender and wonderful. They're made out of seitan. I made them myself from scratch.
Oh,
nothing
great.
From packages.
Mm-hmm.
We have vegan lasagna.
Whoa.
With the cheese that I made from scratch also.
Mm-hmm.
And mac and cheese. Yes, and we have a wonderful stir-fry rice with all kinds of goodies. Broccoli, cauliflower, carrots, squash, everything from the garden is in this stir fry. Because, you know, we have a wonderful garden that we're growing here at Viva La Vegan, so we'll be able to eat from the plant to the plate.
Right, from the plant
from
to the plate.
Plant
and
to the plate.
And you're growing veganically, which is like beyond organic even. Grocery store that's 100% vegan, and not just that, the largest vegan grocery anywhere? It's Viva La Vegan, 9456 Roberts Street, Rancho Cucamonga. Thousands and thousands of items, everything vegan, everything cruelty-free, no animal ingredients, no animal testing. Viva La Vegan Grocery. Organic produce, fruits, vegetables, nuts, grains, seeds, and introducing Veganic. Want to go beyond organic? Coming soon to Viva La Vegan. Thousands of grocery items, some you won't see anywhere else. Fresh juice from the juicer at Viva La Vegan Grocery. Donuts, cupcakes, supplements, gluten-free. Viva La Vegan, raw foods, vegan dog food, household items, personal care, books, belts, shoes. They all come together at the largest vegan grocery anywhere. Great prices, friendly staff, thousands of items, everything vegan at Viva La Vegan, 9456 Roberts Street, Roberts, Rancho Cucamonga, California, 909-941-4495, VivaLaVeganGrocery.com, 909-941-4495, Viva La Vegan. Do you know the way to eat in San Jose? A special place, no meat, dairy, fish, or eggs in San Jose. Experience Vegetarian House, 100% organic vegan restaurant, 520 East Santa Clara Street, downtown San Jose. A favorite fine dining establishment since 1994, featuring a spectacular international menu embracing the cuisines of China, India, Thailand, Vietnam, the Middle East, Europe, and the Americas. Appetizers, soups, salads, entrees, and desserts that you simply must experience. Enjoy freshly squeezed organic fruit and vegetable juices. Committed to your fine dining experience, your health, compassion for animals, and the environment, Vegetarian House is powered by rooftop solar panels. Waste is composted or recycled when possible, and all to-go packaging can be composted or is biodegradable. The cuisine at Vegetarian House is GMO-free and organic. See the menu at vegetarianhouse.us. Experience one of the world's best 100% vegan organic restaurants. You'll love the bakery items. Raw desserts are available too. Have your next event catered by Vegetarian House. Whether you need power box lunches or it's a full banquet, call 408-292-3798. Vegetarian House. Now you know the way to eat in San Jose. 520 East Santa Clara Street in San Jose. VegetarianHouse.us. Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden would like to express its appreciation to Vegetarian House for its ongoing sponsorship of our radio program. To advertise your vegan and cruelty-free products, email bob@goveganradio.com.
My name is Dale Pazinski. I'm 19 years old, and this is how I live United. I've always been kind of a computer geek, and I found a way to use those skills to help the homeless in my community. For people facing hard times, computer skills and a basic resume are so important. It may seem like a small thing, but it makes a huge difference in people's lives. So with United Way, I created a program where I work with the homeless. Together, we go through their whole job history, write a resume, and then save it on the very own USB drive. We provide workbooks and training certificates. I even budgeted for cupcakes so we can celebrate as a class when one of our people gets a job. That's huge. When somebody says, "Hey man, that job that you helped me apply for, I got it." That's what living United feels like to me. My name is Dale Pazinski. I help people achieve financial independence. so I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Real talk for real people, right here in the Inland Empire. We are 1050 AM, KCAA.
It's Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden, goveganradio.com, as heard on Air America, broadcasting now for over 11 years. We're listener-supported, so please help us pay for radio airtime. You can make a tax-deductible donation to Go Vegan Radio at P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco, California, 94147. And you can also advertise your vegan and cruelty-free products. Just email me. It's Bob at goveganradio.com. And I am very much looking forward to the events happening this coming Saturday, October 27th. It's Loving the Silent Tears happening at the Shrine Auditorium in Los Angeles. And my next guest is one of the MCs, one of the hosts of the event, Susie Castillo, who has come a long way since being Miss USA in 2003. She's recently co-hosted the NBC series School Pride, and you know her as the daily host of MTV's TRL, Total Request Live. MTV Radio actually developed TR Latino for Susie to host. You may have seen her on CBS Sports' Arthur Ashe Kids Day, NBC's Superstars of Dance. Her acting credits include CBS House of Pain, ABC Castle, and My Wife and the Kids, UPN's Half and Half, Hallmark's A Holiday Engagement. She has been in the Disney feature film The Underdog, and she is the author of Confidence is Queen, The Four Keys to Ultimate Beauty Through Positive Thinking. And I think I must have read that book, because here I am, the ultimate beauty vegan talk show host, talking to Susie Castillo. How are you today, Susie?
I'm well, Bob. How are you?
Great, great. It's great to have
you on
here.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you here. So now you are you're co-hosting the Loving the Silent Tears show that's coming up on Saturday. How did you become involved with this?
You know, it was something they contacted me, and I was available. It's actually my birthday that day.
Feliz cumpleaños.
Muchísimas gracias, señor Bob. I appreciate that. Yeah, it's, you know, I just thought, what better way to celebrate my birthday than by promoting peace and veganism, you know, in our country. And I think it's going to be a fantastic musical and a lovely event for everybody that attends. So I feel blessed to be a part of it.
Oh, absolutely. That's great. So are you aware of any of the show yet itself, or have you been involved with any rehearsals or anything going on?
I haven't been involved in any rehearsals yet, but I hope that rehearsals just started a few days ago. So all this week, you know, they're going to be there, and I'm hoping to pop in and take a peek of everything that's going on, because from what I hear, it's just going to be an incredibly entertaining and beautiful show.
Yes, well, there was a similar event last year. It's like an amazing Broadway production. I mean, this the show just has so much talent involved with it. You know, it's this collaboration of top artists, that among them 15 Grammy Awards and 4 Oscars and 3 Tonys and 6 Emmy Awards. So there's a lot of talent there. And
there is. It's top-notch talent.
Mm-hmm. Should be really exciting and entertaining, as I attended last year's event also. So you mentioned that it's a great thing to do on your birthday to promote veganism and love for animals. Where is your love for animals? So how did that start for you? Are you a long time?
You know, I remember as a child, my grandma just instilling in us that, you know, no matter how little you think you have, there are always
people, you know, and beings that are suffering on the planet and that have even less than us. And so she really taught us how to appreciate everything we have. And I've just grown up that way. And, you know, as I've grown, you know, older and see what's happening in the world and just right here in our backyard, in our country, it's, the love just continues to grow, you know, for all living beings. And for me, that also included animals. And, you know, it breaks my heart when I see, you know, animals being mistreated. And, you know, as we all know in agriculture, I mean, that's like one of the biggest mistreatments, you know, that animals endure in our country. And so that's kind of what, how everything evolved. You know, the more I educated myself about the subject, the more I was able to make wiser, more intelligent, you know, decisions in my life. And that just kind of led to, you know, cut to six years ago that I met this tremendous, nutritionist in New York. When I was living in New York City working at MTV, I met her, and her name's Natalia Rose. And she wrote a book called The Raw Food Detox Diet. And since then she's written several others, but this was the book that kind of transformed my life and got me on the path to, you know, toward veganism. And it was a slow process. You know, like I said, it's been 6 years now, and it's, like I said, it's been 6 years of just education and opening my eyes and just becoming enlightened to what I'm actually eating and to what's going on in the world.
Sure. The path towards veganism, are you there yet, or do I have to help you get there or make it on your birthday? Are you?
You know, I'm pretty much there. I'm pretty much there. I was saying that, you know, every now and then it's, you know, eggs is something that if I know where they come from, if I know that the chicken were not mistreated and I know I'm familiar with the farm, like that's the only way that I'll eat them. But it's not anything that I crave or I feel like I need, you know, so I can very easily just cut it out, you know.
Right. So let's make that commitment for your birthday then, that there'll never be those ojos again, right?
I will. You know what? I will.
Huevos.
Mark my words.
No, eyes. Done. Yes. No, because obviously, well, you know, I mean, there's a lot of labeling and you know, a lot of mischaracterization that goes on related to humane products and, you know, cage. You know, so basically, there really are no cruelty-free animal products. The animals always suffer, no matter what. Even you know, somebody you know, on a chicken farm getting eggs from somewhere is getting them from an industrial producer, and all the males are killed, all the females are de-beaked, and so I want to make this your happiest birthday. Oh, I hate to do this in public for you, but on your birthday.
No, please. You got a deal. It's great. I think it's fantastic. Why not?
On your birthday, you're going totally vegan, no more animal products ever, okay?
Absolutely. No, you know, I've been making more of a conscious effort, too, with even makeup products, you know, and household products, because so much is tested on animals, you know, so I've been really just making conscious purchases, you know, and looking at the labels and making sure that, you know, nothing's been tested on animals and using more eco-friendly products. You know, it's so important to do all that stuff. And it seems overwhelming at first. And I always say to people, you know, just start off with what you feel comfortable. And then once you're comfortable with that and it becomes just kind of second nature, learn more, you know, and just don't ever stop learning. Keep learning more and so you can continue making those good decisions.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I never imagined that I would be a vegan talk show host, because I never imagined I would be a vegan. You know, I grew up like everybody else, you know, with the standard American diet of meat, dairy, fish and eggs all the time. You know, I grew up in Nueva York, and, you know, there it was, I really didn't, in New York City, you really don't know the source of your food. So to me, you know, salami could grow on a salami tree, peas and carrots all come in cans, you know, so, but then, when you find out what actually happens on the farm, I was going to Queens College in New York and cooking a chicken one night, and I saw the body, and I said, I don't think I can eat animals anymore. And, then I thought it was okay to continue to eat eggs and milk, because I didn't see that there were victims until I learned later. And in fact, the great vegan hero, Cesar Chavez, said that if you're going to do this for compassionate reasons, you get rid of the dairy and the eggs first. So
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, and you don't need that cholesterol. You know. Oh, and there are so many great egg substitutes right now. Egg replacer, and there's a product now called VEG, V-E-T-G. That, you know, so we have an alternative for anything. And I'm really looking forward to celebrating your upcoming birthday.
Yes. I know. You know, it's interesting because you also have to look out for, I mean, if you're really truly looking out for your health as well, you know, like I don't do soy products at all because the soybean is one of the most genetically modified organisms in our country, that and corn. So even, you know, I try to do everything organic and just to make sure it's GMO free. And I'm very excited about Prop 37 and here in California, which I'm sure you're very well aware.
Yes. Mm-hmm. For
yeah,
which would require the labeling of genetically modified ingredients in foods, and
yes.
There's a lot of big money up against it. You know, I mean, Monsanto's Fortune and a lot of companies are fighting Prop 37, but we should have the right to know
yeah.
what you know. We should have the right to know what we're putting in our mouths and our children are eating. You know?
Absolutely, and that's what you know. That's why years ago, 6 years ago, when I switched over to a whole you know all organic. Food is because of that, you know, because that's the only way to know that it's absolutely not GMO, you know,
right.
if it's organic.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, I don't do soy either, and I know a lot of the substitutes for, you know, animal products and things like that are soy-based,
mm-hmm.
you know, tofu and things like that.
I think that soy has been found to be really, really healthy, but again, you know, we have to avoid the GMOs. So, and as you say,
yeah.
Soy and corn are the most genetically modified, and 80% of the foods in the supermarket shelf are genetically modified at this point. When you see
yeah.
corn and soy or corn syrup or you know, whatever it is, You're making yourself and your family
yeah.
an experiment. You know, you don't want to buy cosmetics tested on animals, yet we're allowing ourselves to be, you know, the test of genetically modified ingredients.
Oh, I know. I've
yeah.
said many times, I have a health and nutrition blog on my website, and I don't know if you've been to my website, but it's SusieCastillo.net, and I talk about that stuff all the time. You know, it's like, why would you want to be a guinea pig?
Mm-hmm.
I sure don't. So I'm going to stay away from stuff, you know,
right.
And
we don't want guinea pigs to be guinea pigs either. There's no reason to, there's no reason to test anything on animals. We're doing all of this animal experimentation, mainly to find the cures to diseases of animal consumption. You know, it's like stop eating meat, fish, dairy, and eggs, and, you know, the disease is reversed.
You're so right, Bob. You're so right. It's unbelievable. And it's, you know, there's some great documentaries out there, which I'm sure you probably are familiar with, like Forks Over Knives and Food Inc. and Food Matters. And, you know, if you take a look at the work that they do at the Gerson Institute, which is located here in California as well, I mean, they just, they take people who have been deemed terminally ill with cancer and they reverse their cancer. And these people are walking the planet today because they've just been detoxified of all the terrible chemicals that, you know, the typical mainstream diet consumers are just eating, you know, and no wonder that happens, you know. And now they're even seeing it in with pets as well. You know, there's a lot of corn and genetically modified organisms in pet food, and now pets are, you know, they get cancer and diabetes and all the same stuff that humans get.
Sure.
Because they're eating the same thing.
Right. Very, very unnatural diet when really basically it's fruits, vegetables, nuts, grains, and seeds, and you'll see
yeah.
the kind of feast. I don't know if you've ever enjoyed a feast put on by you know the people who are putting on Loving the Silent Tears and the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association, and when they put a feast together, I mean, I think you're going to be blown away on Saturday at the Shrine Auditorium. And I think you're going to be amazed, actually.
Sure. No, you know, and a lot of, it's funny, a lot of what I share on my blog online are recipes of things that I make. I think that what I cook at home now, which is all plant-based, and, you know, a lot of quinoa, I cook a lot of quinoa and just different, make my own sauces and stuff, and with, like, tahini and ginger, you know, fresh ginger. It's much more satisfying. My meals now are much more satisfying than the meals that I used to prepare when I was a meat eater. Mm-hmm. And I tell people that all the time, and they don't believe me. And I'm like, come over for dinner, and I make them a feast, you know? And they're like, wow, I can't believe this. I just had a cooking class at my friend's house about 2 days ago, actually, and they were shocked. I made them a vegan corn chowder and, you know, a nice quinoa and beet dish that I make, and they were just blown away at how tasty everything was. And I'm like, yay, you know, it makes me so happy to see that. Because people start, you know, they start to believe vegan, that they can create this stuff too, which they can. It's so easy. It's so simple.
It really is. I mean, vegans pretty much are foodies, you know, and we do have the best food also. I mean, what's amazing is whenever I introduce vegan food to someone who thinks he or she is a carnivore, you know, they're amazed. I mean, it really is the most delicious food. And we're talking to Susie Castillo, and she will be one of the hosts of Loving the Silent Tears, which is coming up this Saturday, October 27th, at the Shrine Auditorium in Los Angeles, 665 West Jefferson Boulevard. We would like you to attend this event and enjoy it, and you can do so by going to the website, silenttearsmusical.com. SilentTearsMusical.com. And Loving the Silent Tears is a musical journey of the spirit, humanity's search for inner peace, featuring ancient and modern music and dance, representing 16 countries and based on the poetry of Supreme Master Ching Hai. We have maybe about a minute left, Susie. Anything you wanted to discuss here that we haven't addressed thus far?
Oh, I want to express my gratitude to you for having me on your show and to your listeners. I think it's just such a fantastic radio show that you have, and I encourage everyone if to go on the website and join us on the 27th for this fantastic musical. I think it's going to be such a beautiful event, and of course everything was inspired by the poetry of the Supreme Master Ching Hai and in her book Silent Tears, and it's a beautiful collection of poetry, and I think people will really enjoy it and find it really inspiring.
This is going to be an amazing entertainment event, and you know, the food will blow us away, and as will the what happens on stage. So great. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you on your birthday, Susie, and Saturday, and we'll just have a great time there.
Yes, we will. Thank you. I look forward to meeting you, Bob.
Terrific. See you then. Again, if you're interested in the program, interested in attending, go to silenttearsmusical.com. Silenttearsmusical.com.
For as long as I can remember, I've been locked in this crowded, filthy cage. Constant abuse, deprivation, and suffering. Painful metal floor I can barely stand on. Day after day, month after month. This is my entire life. I thought we'd be in here forever. But then, something great happened. People began to take a stand for us. They started voting to get us out of cages entirely. The promise of a cage-free life. To no longer be trapped in a cage. But now, that promise is in danger of being broken. The egg industry is pushing federal legislation that would trade one cruel metal cage for another. And their bill could never be challenged or changed by state law or public vote. Even though most people want us out of cages. If we let the egg factories win, we'll never get out.
We'll never get out.
Keep the promise. Take action. Visit StopTheRottenEggBill.org. Fight the egg industry's plan to keep hens locked away in cages forever.
Animals and the Afterlife. It's the heartwarming book from author, animal lover, and animal communicator Kim Sheridan. Visit animalsandtheafterlife.com. Do animals have souls? What happens when they die? This book offers some amazing answers. Animals and the Afterlife provides comfort for anyone who has ever loved and lost an animal, and food for thought for anyone who has ever questioned the place of animals in the larger scheme of things. Read about Kim's experiences and the experiences of people around the world in Animals and the Afterlife, Forward Magazine's Book of the Year Award winner. See more about author Kim Sheridan at kimsheridan.com, her other books, films, and compassionate projects. And learn more about this amazing book and order it at animalsandtheafterlife.com.
KCAA and KCAA Internet Television, the station that leaves no listener and no viewer behind.
Radio with Bob Linden, goveganradio.com, listener supported, and also supported by our wonderful sponsors, advertisers, who feature vegan and cruelty-free products and services, like Chef Rafaya, who's out here today at Viva La Vegan. If you're in the Inland Empire, come over now to Viva La Vegan Grocery, 9456 Roberts Street, R-O-B-E-R-D-S. It's where Baseline and the 7-Eleven and the bike path all converge. Come out here today. Great sampling. We'll talk with Chef Rafaya in a moment about what's out here today. Also, I want to thank Gunas, designer style, eco-friendly fashion, and cruelty-free consciousness. It is all in the bag from Gunas. Gunas is setting the style in luxury handbags, purses, clutches, wallets, totes, and travel bags for women. And Gunas is setting the style in bags, travel bags, and accessories for men, too. The Gunas collections are eye-catching, bold, and edgy in design, yet luxurious, affordable, and functional. Gunas believes in conscious consumption, not overproduction, and timeless design, and the exclusive collections are created sweatshop-free, PVC-free, 100% vegan, 100% cruelty-free, no leather, silk, wool, or fur. Even the adhesives are water-based with no animal ingredients. Check out the Gunas collection. You'll love it. That's Gunas, G-U-N-A-S, thebrand.com, GunasTheBrand.com, and Sage Global Products and Services says, dump the office creepo and let us be your staples remover. Sage Global is a vegan-owned and operated distributor of office supplies, including LED light bulbs, the replacements, toner, and printing supplies. LED light bulbs from Sage Global average of 58% energy savings. You can go to sageglobal-llc.com. Call 888-341-3911. The LED bulbs have a 5 to 15 year life expectancy. Mercury-free, 100% recyclable, and you get money back from PG&E if you're a San Francisco resident. So check it out. Get in touch with Sage Global, 888-341-3911, or sageglobal-llc.com. And, yes, money back from PG&E if you are a San Francisco resident. In a moment, we will be talking to Ron Seifert, who's with the revolt against the pipeline, the Keystone XL pipeline in Texas. We'll get to Ron in a moment here. Chef Rafaya is with us here today at Viva La Vegan. And Chef Rafaya.
Yes,
hi, it's great to have you with us.
Great to be here in vegan heaven.
It's vegan heaven, right? Come through these doors. You don't have to read the ingredients or hold your nose.
You don't have to think about it. You just buy, eat, and enjoy.
Yeah, and your line, Vegan with Joy, is just spectacular here. And today is a special sampling day. So if you're in the Inland Empire or anywhere throughout Southern California, come on over. What will people be tasting?
We're going to have vegan pepper steak. I have a beautiful all kind of veggies from the garden, broccoli, carrots, cauliflower, cabbage, everything is so colorful. You know, you eat with your eyes first, Bob, mm-hmm. so you just, it's just so wonderful. With a little bean curd inside, mm-hmm. so you've got a stir-fry rice, then you have vegan lasagna.
Vegan lasagna.
Yes.
Come on over, Viva La Vegan, 9456 Roberts.
And mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese, vegan lasagna, mac and cheese. I'm in the right place today.
Right, and we make our cheese from scratch. We don't use any packaged ingredients.
Oh, wow.
So everything, all of our products from Vegan with Joy are made from scratch. Homemade, and they're delicious, and you can ask me what's in them, because I love telling people. nothing has a 15-syllable word.
All right. Great. Yeah, Chef Rafai is the in-house chef in the kitchen at Viva La Vegan, so every day you can enjoy her delicious specialties, the sandwiches, the salads, using organic. I mean, veganic.
Veganic, right.
Is beyond organic. No animal ingredients, even in the growing process. I see Viva La Vegan now is carrying some vegan breads. I'm holding up these
one
are
degree.
Yeah, 1 degree. Mm-hmm. Veganic lentil grain. Mm-hmm. Veganic sesame sunflower. There's another brand. And here we have veganic spelt
flour.
It's the way of the future. And Chef Rafaya is the way of the future and the present. Right now, the present is today. Come on over, try the lasagna, and you have just wonderful products here: the cobblers, the cupcakes, the
gluten free, mm-hmm. and all the desserts are gluten free and sugar free.
Mm-hmm.
So, anybody that has allergies with soy and wheat, they can come and they can eat and enjoy and mm-hmm. comfort and peace of mind.
Okay, wonderful. And, yeah, the sandwiches, the specialties. Oh, you had steak today, too?
We had steak, and we have vegan barbecue.
Steak and vegan barbecue, lasagna and mac and cheese. Are you jealous of where I am? Well, you don't have to be. Come on over to Viva La Vegan, 9456 Robert Street in Rancho Cucamonga. Come on over right now. Chef Rafaya, thank you for being with us
today.
A pleasure. I will be seeing you with my plate and fork shortly.
Exactly. You want it now?
Maybe so. Well, I have to talk to Ron. We have to save the planet right now. We have a critical issue, and Ron Seifert is a climate activist from Montana working with environmental justice organizations in the Texas Gulf region. Welcome, Ron. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being with us. I mean, you are right at the site of the revolt right now against the Keystone XL pipeline. Briefly, could you tell us exactly what is the Keystone XL pipeline and why do you oppose it?
Well, that's a good question. Briefly, the Keystone XL pipeline is a tar sands pipeline project that's going to bring Alberta tar sands, which is an incredibly dirty hydrocarbon in Canada, through the United States. Mind you, not to, but through the United States to exporting refineries in the Gulf Coast. So this is a pipeline project that, when all said and done, TransCanada hopes to run about 1,700 miles from Alberta, Canada, to the Gulf Coast. However, what's going on now is only half of that pipeline project has been approved for construction, the southern half that runs only through Oklahoma and Texas. The northern half from Canada down through Nebraska and Kansas has not yet been approved. In fact, it was the permit for that pipeline was denied earlier this year, and TransCanada is in the process of reapplying.
Mm. Well, and the reason to oppose it, I presume, is based on the environmental implications, of course. We know that pipelines never leak, and I believe that NASA scientist James Hansen said that the Keystone XL pipeline is game over for the environment if it happens.
Yeah, that's a great point. The hydrocarbon formation in Alberta is the largest outside of Saudi Arabia. So although Canada isn't known to be a petro-state like some of the Middle Eastern countries or something like Venezuela, it does have over 200 billion recoverable barrels, according to industry, of this tar sand bitumen, which is a really exotic form of fossil fuel. It's not liquid in its natural state, so it can't just be drilled and accessed like conventional crude oil. It has to be mined like coal. So entire thousands of acres of boreal forest have to be clear cut. The surfaces have to be destroyed. It's just like mountaintop removal process. And then this thick peanut butter-like substance has to be melted and diluted before it can be put into a pipe and sent to a refinery. So there's a whole pre-refining process, what's called upgrading. So because it's already being upgraded, water is converted to steam to melt this stuff out of the ground, all these chemicals are being added, and then it's being pumped thousands of miles to refineries. the carbon footprint is intense. Not only does it already have a high sulfuric content and is high in emissions in its natural state, because it's upgraded first, a barrel of tar sand bitumen will have nearly twice the carbon footprint as a barrel of conventional crude.
And this is TransCanada, who's the company behind it. We're talking to Ron Seifert, and he's at the there's a direct action going on. The website is tarsandsblockade.org. Tarsandsblockade.org. Now, tell me about the action that people are taking, and it's direct action. It's tree sitting. I think Daryl Hannah's been there and arrested. What's going on where you are?
Yeah, so the tar sands blockade is a rolling direct action campaign to physically stop construction of the pipeline project. We've kind of been backed into this corner because all the institutional means for stopping this injustice have failed us. For years now, citizens, local communities, and many organizations have tried to protect their home, protect themselves from this dangerous pipeline, from the extraordinary power of eminent domain being used by a private corporation for private profit. And they've been largely ignored by just about every representative, governing body, regulator, all the way up to Barack Obama himself, who expedited the construction of this pipeline earlier this year. So this is all folks have left. This is not mischief. This is Texans, local community members, and concerned organizers, environmentalists from around the country getting together to do whatever it takes to not only defend the homes of families, protect precious water resources in Texas and Oklahoma and arable soil throughout this region, but as you mentioned, the Keystone XL pipeline will nearly double the capacity of the tar sands leaving Alberta. It has a capacity of over 1 million barrels a day if it were to be completed. So it would simply open the floodgates to this, the largest carbon pool in North America. And facts are there. We simply do not have a global carbon budget large enough to accommodate all the fossil fuel reserves in Canada. It just is impossible. If we go down that road and allow industry to do exactly what it wants in Alberta, it is game over for the planet. We know how much carbon is there. We know how much emissions will result from its exploitation. And there's simply not enough room in the budget. We have to be adults and say no, that regardless of how much money private corporations can make off of this, it would spell game over for the planet.
Yeah, yeah. As bad as meat and dairy, it almost sounds like, in terms of environmental impact. So people then are engaging in nonviolent direct action, would you say?
Yes, that's true. So the campaign has executed a lot of action deployments, things like protesters shutting down construction sites, locking themselves to heavy equipment, or holding space to prevent construction from coming through, which is the case of our ongoing tree sit action, which today is entering its fifth week of resistance. So there are folks in an old-growth forest in East Texas, which I know sounds unusual for those that don't know Texas intimately, but East Texas is kind of the frontier of the Ozark forest area. So it's heavily wooded, it's green, it's lush, there's aquifers and water, it's not like a Western movie. There are, oak trees that are hundreds of years old, and the pipeline is cutting right through these forests, right through these lands. And there have been, for over 4 weeks now, folks.
And how are the authorities reacting to your nonviolent direct actions?
Well, unfortunately for us, the authorities have been bought out by TransCanada, quite literally. Police officers from different counties, sheriff's departments are being employed as private security for this foreign corporation. So it's really a mixed message. You have police officers wearing their police outfits, carrying their state-issued weapons on construction sites, being paid as private security guards for TransCanada. So they're being mandated what to do by this foreign corporation, yet they have the state authority to arrest and detain people at the same time. So it really is that this corporation has co-opted local police forces and is mandating them what to do rather than them following the law. They do whatever TransCanada tells them, which has certainly violated many constitutionally protected rights up to this point.
Wow. That sounds like the Anaheim Police Department and Ringling Brothers Circus, the way that I have to deal with certain situations there. How can people help or get involved? The website is tarsandsblockade.org. Tarsandsblockade.org. What are you asking of the public?
Well, there's a lot of ways folks can plug in. At that website you mentioned, there's an open call for anyone that's interested in coming to Texas, becoming a blockader, getting involved. There's room and plans for all different lights, types of blockades. For those folks that don't have the ability to travel to Texas or Oklahoma, there's a lot of grassroots fundraising that's being organized across the country. If you or any of your friends are lawyers, we have a legal prong of attack. We're pushing back against some of the abuses of TransCanada, their collusion with state government, their abuse of eminent domain. And some of the landowners would like to get together in a class and push back against their property being expropriated for private gain.
Property is being seized, right? I mean, it's people are just being chased off their land.
That's exactly right. So years ago, before this pipeline was ever permitted, before it was approved in any way, shape, or form, TransCanada was able to acquire eminent domain entitlement from most states to which the pipeline is proposed to cross so that they could take land unilaterally, regardless if the landowner said no and didn't want to sell and didn't want this pipeline. They were given the power to take it as though what they're doing is in the public good or the public interest. Ultimately, they lied to the American people. They lied to the state government, saying that they were building a for-public project that was going to benefit America in a number of ways, and they have yet to authenticate or verify any of those claims. So what's going on is landowners that wanted absolutely nothing to do with this pipeline had their property condemned, had it taken from them in court, facing off a whole team of this company's lawyers, got little money for their property, and now they are being put directly in harm's way. The result of this is you have landowners like Miss Eleanor Fairchild, a 78-year-old great-grandmother who has natural springs on her land that feed a lot of her community. Over 400 gallons a minute of spring water leave her property. The pipeline is going right through that spring water. To her disgust, it empowered her to actually stand up to construction. She stood in front of bulldozers on her own farm to stop them from coming through when she never even signed a contract and was arrested and taken to jail for trespassing on her own farm.
This is outrageous. It's an environmental and social outrage. We're just about out of time now, Ron. Ron Seifert, I want to thank you for what you're doing out there. And again, I'll direct people to tarsandsblockade.org. Tarsandsblockade.org. Thanks for being with us today, Ron. And then Mia, back in the studio, can we get our final break in? And I say bye-bye and tell people I'll see them in Anaheim, 4 p.m. Tuesday at the Loving the Silent Tears next Saturday at the Shrine Auditorium. Is there time? Oh, okay. Well, let's see. Who was it? The Vegetarian House, Loving Hut? Okay, thanks, Mia, and thank you for listening. We had a few technical problems today. Thanks for being with us today. Come on down to Viva La Vegan. Great food here. I'm going to go eat. Thanks.
With over 200 restaurants around the globe, Loving Hut is the largest chain of independently owned vegan restaurants worldwide. The first one in North America is in Milpitas, California, at 516 Barber Lane. Stanford University students and faculty enjoy Loving Hut at 165 University Avenue in Palo Alto. There are three Loving Hut locations in San Francisco, one in Elk Grove and one in San Jose. For the Loving Hut near you, visit lovinghut.us. You'll find Loving Hut restaurants throughout throughout Southern California, too. And in the Inland Empire, there's a Loving Hut in Claremont and in Upland. Many of the goodies at Viva La Vegan Grocery in Rancho Cucamonga are from the bakery at Loving Hut Upland. The people at Loving Hut are on a mission to save your health, save the animals, and save the planet from climate change and other environmental disasters caused by meat, dairy, fish, and egg consumption. Who knew that saving the planet would be so delicious? Save the planet. Eat at Loving Hut. Move over dairy. Make way for creamy goodness from coconut cow. Real food, real nutrition from coconut cow. Coconut yogurt, cultured, fermented, creamed coconut meat. A treat by itself or with fresh fruit. Coconut cream, a vegan's dream for baking instead of butter. Raw coconut water, coconut milk for smoothies. Coconut kefir, mango lassi. Visit coconutcowcafe.com. Organic, gluten-free nutrition from coconut cow. No fumigated coconuts from Thailand are ever used by coconut cow. Also try coconut cow fermented sweet potatoes and sweet potatoes with mango, artisan sauerkraut, and kombucha. Available at Viva La Vegan Grocery, Rancho Cucamonga, and Grassroots Natural Market and Kitchen, South Pasadena. Shipping available. Call 626-